Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the NSN Shift Support Podcast. I'm your host, Megan. Thank you for tuning in today. Happy Monday! I am pretty excited for this week. Let's do a little catch-up on life. I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'm coming off being on call for a week. I had to work this weekend, so it's been super busy with work. I work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday, I get on a plane. I do fly home to Greenville, South Carolina. I am going to see my sister and two of my best friends Friday. Well, I see them on Thursday. Then Friday, the four of us are road tripping to Nashville, Tennessee to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, which I am so excited. I have been waiting on this for years, but we got tickets the day it came out. It took us like 8 hours. My sister and I both were on computers. We had to go through, each of us had a code. We had to go through four different codes. It was so stressful, but we finally got tickets. Ticketmaster crashed on us multiple times. It was a dark day, but we are seeing the light. We get to see Taylor this weekend. We're going to do some brunch. We're going to go out for dinner and drinks Friday night. I'm just so excited for a girls trip, because I was thinking that with the pandemic and me being sick and just mental illness issues and all those things, I have not really taken a lot of trips. Like, I was someone that pre-pandemic, my husband and I, we would just go, you know, for a weekend getaway. We would go on a couple longer trips, like vacations every year. We would go, you know, see a concert probably 3-4 times in the summer usually. And we would get a hotel for the weekend, make like a little getaway out of it. And with COVID, him starting a business, me getting sick, we just haven't done any of that. And I really, really miss it. And I think it's a great way to prevent burnout. I think it's a great way to manage your mental health. So I am really excited to get away with three people who mean so much to me, have a little girls' weekend. I haven't, like I said, my husband and I haven't done anything, but my sister and I, we did do like a one night little girls trip, like sister's trip, last year, 2 years ago. Dang, it was almost 2 years ago now, I think. And we went to a little mountain town, stayed in an inn, not a bed and breakfast. And then went to some wineries, and that was lots of fun. But there just hasn't really been time. I did my sister's bachelorette party last year. We went to Florida. That was a super fun girls trip. We went to an awesome drag show. We went to a great brunch, some dinners. That was super fun. But it's just not something that has really gotten to happen much. Like, I'm very excited for a girls trip to be able to see my sister and two of my very good friends and just be off work for 5 days straight, unplug, not be charting, not be answering my phone, and just relax. Now, I do think it won't be the most relaxing vacation. I do think it's one of those vacations I'll come back and I'll be like, oh gosh, I need a vacation from my vacation, just because, I mean, the Taylor's concert is like an event. She plays for 3 hours, plus the opening events, plus we're going to go early, cause, you know, we all have anxiety, so we got to make sure we're there early. Got to make sure we get to our seats. We want some time to look around, maybe get some merch, all that kind of stuff. So it's going to be a very long day, but it's going to be so fun. So I'll power through. But definitely we'll probably come back and not want to go to work. I will want to sleep, but we can do it. So if you have any trips coming up, if you have any self-care planned, I'd love to hear about it. Share it with me over on Instagram at nurses.supporting.nurses. I love connecting with the community, talking to my fellow nurses, nursing students, and CNAs. So come follow me there and join in some conversation. We have a really great community. Also, if you are looking for a group of nurses, nursing students, CNAs to connect with, to share your story with, to receive support from, we do have the NSN support group, which meets every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It is a complimentary group. again, open to any nurse, nursing student, or CNA. You just sign up on the email list, and every week you will get an email to the link for that session. It's a fantastic group. We've been together. I've had it for over a year. I am the facilitator, but we just really have had some good conversations, both about nursing and just, you know, life, the world, things we're going through. I look forward to the group every week. I have received a lot of support from these amazing people. So if that's something that would interest you, I would love to have you join us. So you can sign up at the link in the show notes. We would love to have you. We have a lot of conversations here about mental health, healing journeys. If you want to know any more about mine, go listen to episode 3, I believe, is where I talk about my mental health journey. And if you look through the episodes, you'll find that there's a few more where I kind of discuss different things about my journey. And it can be really hard to share that sometimes. So I just think it's so important to validate other people and let them know that they are not alone. I'm a big advocate for mental health. I think the system that nurses work in is very poorly designed, and it is not designed in any way to support us and to keep us healthy and safe. And I think that is a major issue and something that needs to be worked on. It is why I took a year away from the bedside, and now I am back doing home health, which is much lower acuity, honestly much lower stress. It does have stress. It's a different type of stress, though, and I'm really loving it so far. So would love if you went and listened to those previous episodes. Come over to Instagram. Again, we talk about mental health, healing, self-care, all that stuff a lot over there as well. But I did an act of self-care. And honestly, it felt like an act of my healing journey. And when I say that, I feel like to a lot of people, it may sound kind of silly, but maybe there is someone listening out there that can relate. So I have honestly usually really enjoyed getting my hair done, especially pre-pandemic. Like, I went to a guy, he is in the Orlando area, so if you're close to there, let me know. I will give you his information because he is fabulous. But he just was so fun to talk to. He did like an amazing head and neck massage. He had like fun drinks while I was there. And just like when I left there, I just felt fabulous. I felt like so nice, so good, my hair, everything. So come COVID, pandemic, obviously, stopped going to get hair done, salons are closed. I'm also working in just like the trenches. I'm in my N95. I'm in surgical scrubs at this point. I'm wearing a scrub cap most of the time. So like my hair was just not something I even thought about. And then on my days off, I really wasn't going anywhere. And I wasn't ever someone who was always put together, not by any means, but I did enjoy, you know, I would curl my hair, I would do my makeup. You know, when I would go out, I enjoyed, you know, dressing up for my husband. I enjoyed dressing up for myself because it made me feel good. And then I feel like when the pandemic hit, I kind of let some of that go, which in a way, some of it wasn't bad. I didn't like feel so self-conscious if I walked out the door without makeup or if I was running late and didn't have time to put eyeliner on. It wasn't a big deal. But I feel like it kind of spiraled into like, you know, never doing my makeup, never doing my hair. Not wearing clothes that make me feel good. You know, I wear a lot of t-shirts, yoga pants, leggings, which I don't think anything is wrong with, and I feel good in those, but I don't wear anything, you know, that makes me feel better than just kind of loungewear, if that makes sense. And it's just something that's kind of spiraled. And then when I got long haul COVID last year and I started having a lot of joint pains, I started having a lot of headaches. I just wasn't feeling good. So going to sit in a not so comfortable salon chair for honestly hours, because that's how long usually my hair takes, because I don't think I necessarily look like it, but I have very, very thick hair. Like every single stylist I've ever gone to is just shocked at how much hair I have. And usually just putting like the color on can easily take 2 to 3 hours. So I just felt overwhelmed. And then the worse my hair looked, the more self-conscious I felt about going to get it done. I also have noticed ever since I developed long haul COVID that I was definitely losing a lot of hair, which I have super thick hair. So it's not noticeable. I don't have bald patches. I don't have a receding hairline, nothing like that. But I noticed that it was thinning, and it was really like hard for me for a while. It wasn't something I really told anyone. I told my husband, but I went to get my hair done Tuesday, and she was amazing as well. Lindsay, if you are local to like Cocoa Beach area, let me know. I will give you her information. She was fabulous, and I just felt like she was who I needed to see for this hair appointment. So I finally make a hair appointment because, you know, I'm going on this girls trip. I'm going to the Taylor concert. I'm like, I want to feel good about myself. I want to, you know, like my hair and not feel so self-conscious. So I finally make an appointment. I go in. She's super nice. I explain just bluntly, you know, that I've developed a chronic illness. I've had long haul. I haven't felt well. I've, you know, had PTSD and depression, and just coming in wasn't like really feasible for me. And she was just so nice, understanding. She's gone through her own healing journey. She also gave me a lot of tips of how to like care for my thick hair, like things like double shampooing, and there's some kind of like scrub dry brush thing you can use. I don't know, hair is not my thing if you can't tell. And she just like told me all these ways to like care for my hair, where I feel like usually people are just like, oh God, you have a lot of hair. So it was nice that she kind of like helped me learn about my hair and learn ways to better care for it, because it is a lot. And I've noticed it's hard to like get the nape of my neck and things like clean. I'm not saying I'm dirty, but I just have oily hair. And so that was super helpful. Annabelle just walked on the keyboard and cut me off. But she's just so nice and understanding. And while the whole process, there were some parts where I did not feel great by the end, I was so happy to have my roots lightened, to have, we cut like 5 or 6 inches off my hair, and it's still quite long, and have layers again, and it's easier to brush and wash and maintain. And I'm just so thankful for her. And she even told me about, you know, they had a lot of conference classes at the last one she went to about long haul COVID and hair loss. And, you know, she said, mine really, you can't tell, I still have so much hair. But she understood that I probably was losing a lot of hair, so like she empathized with that. So I realize this for some of you probably is a very long story and seems unnecessary, but if you've ever just been in that place where you just feel like doing simple things for yourself, like a haircut, feels like too much, I just want you to know I totally understand. You are not alone. I actually talked to one of my friends and they have felt this exact same way. But I am telling you, even if it's uncomfortable doing it, please go do it. I feel human, honestly. I feel more human. I felt like myself for the first time in a long time. It's just so nice. And it didn't fix any, you know, everything. I'm not like, oh wow, I'm magically healed because I got a haircut. No, obviously there's so much more to that. But it was something to make me feel better about myself. I physically felt better. I mentally felt better. Like I said, even the maintenance is going to be easier because it was just getting really long and starting to get really tangly, and it was just a pain in the butt. I always had to wear it up. So I think sometimes, I'm sorry, my cat has, sorry for all the background noise. My cat Annabelle decided she wanted to walk across the mic and the computer yet again. But I think sometimes people kind of say like, oh, well, self-care, you know, it's, they act like things like haircuts, you know, doing your nails at home, doing a face mask, taking a bath, all these things are kind of like frivolous. And, you know, oh, self-care should be, you know, working out or setting boundaries or working on your mental health or whatever. And I think all those are important. I think we need to set boundaries. I think going to therapy is amazing. Going to your doctor is amazing. Doing whatever you need. But some of these small, you know, quote unquote, more frivolous acts are not really frivolous at all. They're literally basic self-care, like basic self-maintenance. Like, you need to have your hair cut. It makes people good. feel good to have a facial or to have a pedicure. Like, I hate cutting my own toenails. I know that's a weird thing to say, but I do. I love when I get to go have a pedicure and they massage my legs and they're super sore after working. A bath is like one of my favorite ways to relax. Just sitting in the warm water. I feel like it's a really like somatic way to relax. So this is just my encouragement to you. If there's some appointment you've been putting off, like getting a facial, if that's your thing, getting your hair cut, getting your hair colored, whatever it may be, please make the appointment and keep the appointment because you are going to feel so much better and it's honestly part of the healing journey. I'm not saying you have to, you know, worry about how you look all the time, get up, put your hair, makeup, all that kind of stuff on every single day, and you don't have to do any of that ever if you don't want to. But just doing things that make you feel good about your body, make you feel good in your body, make you feel good when you leave the house, I think is a really big part of healing, and that's kind of what I'm trying to focus on some now as well. So I did that episode probably a month or two ago about how I was adding in a 1 mile walk 5 times a week with my dog. I wanted to start doing some exercise. I have done like some yoga and like body weight circuits and those kind of things. I've started to add that in as well, and now I just want to work on kind of, I don't really want to say my appearance because that doesn't feel right, but just feeling good about myself and doing things that make me feel good. So things like getting my hair done, you know, occasionally, you know, wearing my hair down, not always wearing it in the bun that I wear to work, wearing clothes that make me feel good, outside of yoga pants and t-shirts. I'm working on getting out a little bit more, at least doing one intentional date night with my husband because my depression, PTSD, chronic illness has been very hard on our marriage. Not that we have any issues, but we've just not done the things that we've always done in our 10 years. We've always been big on weekly date nights. Like I said, we always would go on trips. We would go on experiences together. That was like a big love language for us. So I'm working on that as well, and I think it all kind of goes together. So if you kind of feel like, I guess I just really made this episode just to share my experience in case anyone was out there and to let you know doing things to, you know, make you feel good is not a bad thing. It's not a frivolous thing. It can be a part of your healing journey and it's an important part of just being a human. So make that appointment. Keep that appointment. You deserve it. Even if it's hard going in, even if it's hard to get through, take a deep breath. Know that I struggled too, but I feel so much better now. So, I thank you for listening. I hope you found something at least interesting in here, maybe something you could relate to. Again, go follow me on Instagram at nurses.supporting.nurses. I would love to have you in our Instagram community. It's a great place full of great nurses, nursing students, and CNAs. And as always, before we leave, I am going to give you an affirmation for your shift ahead. Today's affirmation for your shift ahead is, I am proud of myself. I am proud of myself. If you want to take this one step farther, go ahead and think of one or two reasons that you are proud of myself. Proud of yourself. Think of one or two reasons of why you are proud of yourself. What is something you have done lately that you are proud of? It can be something as small as, I woke up and brushed my teeth and got dressed this morning. It can be something as big as graduating school. Whatever it is for you, go ahead and give yourself that validation that you are doing a good job and that you are allowed to be proud of yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful shift and we will talk again soon. Bye.